Everybody had a great Thanksgiving holiday. Back in the saddle here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney. Yo, yo, everybody. Did you eat too much turkey? A little too much mashed potatoes and stuffing? Hopefully you've worked some of that out of your system. And I also have great wishes for many of you that you had a chance to just chill and spend time with your families. As I did, you know, I went to the great state of Florida and realized that for the first time in a long time, they had rain and they had cooler weather. I thought, did I bring this with me? So it was okay. It was nice because normally it would be, as many of you know who live in that area, it would be much, much warmer, and it wasn't. So it ended up being just a terrific time. When I was there, though, it was also about Tiger Woods. What's the deal with the world's most famous golfer? And is it any of our business? That's all anybody was talking about because that story broke when I was there. In fact, right down the street from where I was staying in Windermere in Orlando, a suburb of Orlando. We'll jump into that a little bit later on the show as he's made front page news big time in a big way. And is it fair? Is it right? Do we even really care is the bottom line. The Saints, a perfect 11-0, but did anybody nail the score? Remember, six of you will get the Dave Pell's golf book, Damage Control, which is great. It's a coffee table book, and I've said this now 1,000 times. If you don't like golf, somebody surely in your life does, the boss, a friend, the man next door with the grumpy dog, and you can make friends with him, whatever. It's a really, really good book as I've gone through it, but I'm somebody who likes to kind of hack at the game now and then, and you will be entered for the drawing for the huge prize. Everybody who's called Nail the Score, as far as the giveaway for the Pels Day and all that other stuff, too. So we'll get to that as well. But the juicy stuff, besides the nonsense with Tiger Woods, which I still can't believe, the ridiculousness of the party crashers. Yeah, the party crashers who emailed a Pentagon official. How did they get into a state dinner? And apparently this woman wants to be on the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now some in Congress are calling for an investigation and says that their heads should roll. I want to know who dropped the ball. How'd they get in? How do you crash a state dinner? It doesn't make any sense, does it? And speaking of the president, President Obama, of course, is going to reveal his plan on Afghanistan. With bated breath have we not been waiting for this one for a very long time on this show. We've been talking about Afghanistan actually for years, and where is the real war? What should the United States role be? What about the troops? Should there be a surge like there was in Iraq? What would that do? How do you knock out the Taliban? And any possible angle and then some that you could possibly think of. So apparently that's what Obama was doing in the so-called war councils. So as the president gets ready to address the nation, which, again, is happening on Tuesday night, the speculation is rampant as to how many more troops there will be that will be part of what's happening in Afghanistan. And now the talk is maybe actually 35,000, so not quite the 40 to 45,000 that McChrystal wanted, but a little bit more than originally it was looking like. So after months specifically on this debate of the war and how much will it cost for the expansion, and what is the U.S. commitment? Will there be an endless U.S. commitment, or is there an end date, a loose end date to this whole thing? And what is the strategy, for goodness sake? You know, it's not like you have to tell the American people, okay, here's the plans, here's the maps, here's what we're doing, here are the zones, here's McChrystal's playbook. Of course not, that's ridiculous. But there has to be some broad strokes that make sense, at least, that are painted. Normally, I wouldn't even say broad strokes because I don't like that. But in this case, there has to be something that makes sense. So this has been a 92-day review of the war. And now, the national broadcast address. Yeah, so you get a chance to hear what it's about, this revamped strategy. Now, it's interesting. this isn't a bad strategy for once from the White House point of view. Where he's actually going to do that address is from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. Now, he spent a big chunk of Monday coming back from the holidays being part of a briefing with allies in a series of meetings and phone calls and all that other sort of stuff. Because, you know, what about everybody else? Who else is jumping into this game? What about the French? What's going on with the French? What about the British? What's going on with Canada, et cetera? And Gordon Brown was one of the people, the prime minister, that he talked to. And I guess Brown is saying that they're going to throw in a few more troops. But when we talk about how much everybody else is pitching in, it's much smaller amounts, obviously. In as far as the British are concerned, they're talking about 500, but that would be a total of 10,000 in Afghanistan. And the French, they're talking about 3,000, and that they're saying they would stay as long as they have to stay to stabilize the country. Now, if, in fact, the number that Obama says, because it's all about this number in so many people's minds besides the strategy, if the number is 30,000 to 35,000 more, that would mean over the next year, because that doesn't happen in a blink of an eye, you'd be talking about on top of the 71,000 that are already there. And that would allow, supposedly, for fresher troops to be there, more backup, more air support, and that's what McChrystal had said and what was leaked all along. So we'll see what the explanation, if you will, is, and what the point of view is, will be coming out of Washington, or at least from the White House anyway. It's been 8 years. This is, 8 years plus since the September 11 attacks by the Al-Qaeda terrorists that were, of course, many based in Afghanistan, the ties to the Saudis, as we know. So what is the scoop? What's happening with the people there? What's happening on the combat lines? And, you know, what are the demands and what kind of a commitment? We know it's not going to be open-ended, but how will this be portrayed? And especially, too, what's the cost of this baby? What's the check that we're writing for this, right? Probably $30 billion to $35 billion, I'm assuming, they're saying. If they're saying a billion, or they're saying, rather, $1 million for every soldier, and then they're talking about how much, what will happen with the federal deficit, that also affects, obviously, the commitment and the whole winding down. So anyway, Tuesday, supposedly, after 90-plus days, the nuts and the bolts of this whole thing will be revealed. We'll know the next time we meet on the air after these 4 big hours on America Tonight. And hey, some good news right from the top. Speaking of Florida and being in that area, many of you know Florida and the Gulf Coast, etc., what hurricanes can do. But the hurricane season officially ended, and actually it's the quietest one that we've had since 2006. I'm surprised. Only 2 tropical storms actually smashed into U.S. land in this season. So the Atlantic hurricane season ended with kind of a little bit of a whimper, I would say. Not a single hurricane came ashore in the U.S. Crazy. That's not what was being predicted, but certainly that's very, very good news. All right, we're going to talk about finances next. What's the deal with gold as it keeps soaring and other commodities? And what are some things to look for as far as houses, etc., in the upcoming years? We're going to talk to financial man Saul Albaum next on America Tonight.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at HBExtract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. Look for free bonus 1213 at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A question for you. Do you know what is in the air you're breathing? Do you know what chemicals are placed in the water you drink? Would you like to combat these intrusions? I'm not just talking toxins. I'm talking about chemicals that are harmful. Maybe now you understand why you feel tired so much. Change your life with Life Change Tea. Cleanse from toxins and chemicals and lose weight. Receive energy. There is no better investment than your body. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Friendly operators will take your order and answer your questions. Be set free and live better. GetTheTea.com.
Everybody, I forgot to mention this when we first jumped on the air. For all of your emails and well wishes when I was traveling, I will get to the mailbag coming up at the end of this hour. So remember, you can always flip them to me at americatonight.net. Big rally on Wall Street, the Dow, the Nasdaq, the S&P up. But what does it all mean? Who better to have on this show with us than my pal Saul Alban? We haven't talked to him actually in a while. Many of you are very familiar with Saul, as he's come on and talked to us in the past about finances and where we're headed and all that kind of stuff. Very wise man who is, well on his way to becoming a guru when it comes to strategies and investments and that sort of thing. Saul, thanks again for popping on to ATM. We appreciate it.
Oh, now I'm in trouble. As soon as you're the guru, that's when you make the wrong mistakes, right? Whenever everybody's listening, I'll probably trip and fall and break my crystal ball as soon as we're done with the interview.
Oh, no, you won't. Hey, I have a question. You're talking about the stock market. Do you think we're going to see more gains coming up, or you're going to think we're going to see a pullback, or will stocks kind of go sideways after we've seen this rally? What do you think happens?
I see some gains. I mean, right now we have the printing presses on full speed, and, you know, I think oil's going to go up because where else are you going to put the oil but into the printing presses? And we'll see a little more of a rally to the end of the year, a little Santa Claus rally. Keep things up and up, and, you know, we can't be taking, you know, this. I really feel like all of December, I think there's, like, no business done. I just think there's shopping. Have you ever tried to go to the mall around where you live around this time? It's like you can't even get on the road. It's packed
ridiculous.
Out. So, yeah, I see the market going up a little bit, yeah.
All right, so market going up a little bit. What would you? I mean, you know, you're not giving stock advice because everybody has to really. We say this all the time. You got to be smart. You got to look at things. It's not that hard to do a little research on your own. But what sectors do you think might be strong heading into next year?
Okay, well, it's going to be another tough year again. And I am, first, stay away from the financials. We're going to have some more losses on commercial real estate. You're going to stay away from commercial real estate. Your friends out there that are going out and buying individual homes in markets will do fine about a year from now. So now's still okay time if you want to, you know, become an entrepreneur yourself and just go buy a depressed house. Mortgage rates are really low right now, 5% and 6%. You can get it right around prime. If you have some bad credit like me and Kate, you can go get a decent mortgage and it'll be just fine. And you know one of the things I like are the strong companies. Well, stay away from the drug companies because we don't know what's going on with Obamaland. But you know, your Apples, your Googles, your technology, you got to be careful and buy on the dips for your energy. Your Exxons, what's the last one? Your utilities. I've bantered around for the nice little dividends. So I like those plays, nice conservative plays, Coca-Cola, Walmart, you've heard me talk about for the last year, and those have performed quite well.
All right, how about, speaking of performing well, you and I used to do a financial show, and gold seems like it was cost nothing. I mean, we could have given away gold for what you could have bought in as far as a decent chunk of gold, and now we see where it's going. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be stunned if it hit 2,000 next year.
You know, I wouldn't either. Maybe some of the people will stop putting it in their teeth, right? Have you seen that? Some of the rap artists?
Yeah.
You know, is there anything uglier than, I mean, you're a woman. Do you like that when a guy's gold in his grill?
No, it's awful.
Yeah, maybe they'll stop doing that. But apparently it's also quite popular in India. And India did something real sneaky. You've probably talked about it or you might have pinged your radar. They went and bought billions and billions of dollars worth of gold from, what's the name of it? The Monetary Fund, the World Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of central banks are starting to slow up on the on the selling of gold, because a lot of central banks years and years ago collected all the stockpile, and they've been getting out of it. Now, here's another one. Apparently, we're in a gold mining decline, too. A lot of people are talking about peak oil, and Kate, you're familiar with peak oil, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
You're not getting it. Yeah, there's not a lot to be possible. Yeah.
Well, okay, peak oil for the audience out there, means that, you know, there's oil out there, but the cost of getting cheap oil is gone. So now there's only expensive oil out there.
That means
less and less oil is being produced every year. Okay.
Sure.
Or at least it's going to cost a lot more. Well, guess what? We're in peak gold too.
Right. So it's tougher to get.
That's right. That's right. So, so that's going to play into, and you know, Kate, everybody talks about me being the best financial, but Kate's the best investor out there, and I'm with Kate on this one. I wouldn't be surprised to see gold to hit 2,000. Absolutely.
Yeah, just crazy. All right, so it's interesting. You talk about the stock market, and I think you're right. You know, you got to watch, and you have to be conservative. And you say this all the time. And people listening to us say, I don't have a lot of money. It's not true, because I think you can still. You don't have to have Solomon's gold to make investments or to make wise decisions. There's still things that you can do. There's things that you can do with your money. There's ways to save it. There's things that will earn you decent interest rates. I mean, even some of these CDs, how do you feel about them? If somebody can get a higher interest rate and get a 9-month CD or a year CD or whatever.
Okay, so here's the deal. Interest rates are going to go up through the roof over the next few years. So absolutely, a 1-month CD, a year CD, that's all fine. Another great way to participate in the inflationary rally is, now am I allowed to mention any individual?
Sure.
I'm not,
do it.
Okay, I'm not, I used to be a broker, and sometimes I register my license, and sometimes I don't. So right now I'm not, so I can mention individual stocks. I opened up a Schwab account, believe it or not, a little while ago just to see what their research was. And they have what's called an ETF, which is a big basket of currencies, kind of like the S&P 500. And you can buy them like a big mutual fund and not pay any commission charges. It's for free just to buy. So the individual investor out there pays no commission. Whatever you buy, you buy. So it's 100 shares at $10. That's $1,000 and no commission, just like a mutual fund. And you know, there's no commission. Expenses are very low. So I really recommend people looking at that. That's very inexpensive and a good way to get some exposure to the inflationary rally we're having.
All right. So Schwab, you went to Schwab ETF currency is what you did.
Yeah. Oh, well, the Schwab ETFs, just Google them. You'll see, just Google Schwab ETF, no commission, and it should pop up. And then, you know, you can go and buy 100 shares, whatever it is, or 50 shares, and there's no commission. Mm-hmm. And they're less expensive than mutual funds. Mm-hmm. So you always want to get the lower stuff. And that's something I just found a few weeks ago. And, I see that as a great boon for the average person. You know, stay away from the individual stocks. They're very risky. You like the big baskets and stay diversified. Like, you know, Kate's absolutely right.
Yeah, no kidding. You think it's like you said, you see that the malls are jammed. Do you think it's going to be a good year for Hanukkah, Christmas shopping, all that stuff? You think it's going to be a decent season?
Well, when I go out and I go out to the bars and I'm, you know, kind of talking to girls and stuff, you know what I tell them? I say, you know what? I got a job. And it's like I'm the coolest guy in the room. So I don't think it's going to be a good year, but it's going to be just a little bit worse than last year. So I expect, unemployment to hit, about 12% nationally. We're about 17% underemployment and underemployment and unemployment. And I think things are just going to go a little bit worse, but not too bad. I think that we've pumped in so much stimulus. Now you're asking me, Kate, you got to ask me, when do I think things are going to get much worse?
Yeah, when are they going to get much worse?
When we need to raise taxes 63% to make up for the deficit.
Oh, I know. Don't even get me started down that road.
So when we start talking about taxes, then we get out. But until then, we're just fine riding the rally, okay? That's my message tonight.
All right. So it was always good talking to you. Hey, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, where can they flip you an email if they have a question?
Well, I think they should send it to you, right? No, I'm just kidding.
All right,
SaulAlbum.com is just fine. S-A-U-L, album with an O.com. And Kate, always a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
Oh, I agree. We'll catch up soon, my friend. Thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Interesting thing coming up here on America Tonight that I'm going to jump to. They say that there's some great signs for the economy. I read a story today, actually, when I was in the air, about greed making a comeback. So if greed is making a comeback, that means that, we might be all okay. That's kind of wild, isn't it? I'm going to tell you about the top 10 words that have been searched, meaning that, you know, on the Internet, etc., obviously. We'll talk about that and some more important things coming up around the bend.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all have to fight germs, but can your antibiotic beat the germ-fighting power of oil of oregano? The International Journal of Food Microbiology says that oil of oregano is one of nature's most powerful germicides, effectively killing a wide range of bacteria and fungi. Oil of oregano can be used daily for those prone to getting sick. The active biochemical in oregano oil is the phenylcarvacrol, which circulates in the blood with antimicrobial action. Oil of oregano is known to be a potent antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal, and antiparasitic oil. And don't be surprised to learn that oil of oregano is a powerful painkiller, too. Buy your oil of oregano from HealthTruthReveal.com. Our oil of oregano is 100% guaranteed true wild oregano. Call us toll-free at 800-593-6273. 800-593-6273. That's 800-593-6273. Or go to HealthTruthReveal.com. Health Truth Revealed. Keeping you informed, keeping you healthy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hey, did you know that you can now order Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online? That's right, it's true. And it's convenient now. Genuine FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra online at Viamedic.com. That's V, like in Victor, Viamedic.com, V-I-A-M-E-D-I-C.com. That's right, you can order now. No doctor visits necessary. You can get a complete private consultation with a U.S. licensed physician, and licensed pharmacists will review that information. You'll get a prescription, and they'll fill your order. That's right, Viamedic.com, ladies and gentlemen. And if you happen to want to save $10 on your first order, you could use the coupon code SAVAGE while online at Viamedic.com. The coupon code SAVAGE will save you $10 on your FDA-approved Viagra, Cialis, or Levitra order. Or you could call this phone number for more information, and that phone number is 1-888-388-MEDS. That's 1-888-388-MEDS, M-E-D-S.
I like to see you right across the floor.
All right, raise your hand if you think a second stimulus will be good for the economy. I thought so. Those special infrared glasses where we can see hands across America, I'm seeing none that are raised. Hey, everybody, we're in the stretch run of this. We got some fun stuff coming up, including birthdays, this day in history, and news you can abuse. But first, a couple of things. I promised I would jump to the leaked emails and what's happening with the climate change debate. But also, it's interesting in talking about, again, using those infrared glasses, thinking about the idea of a second stimulus makes me crazy. There's got to be doubts, I would hope, this time around, based on what happened the first time around. So how, if the first one didn't work, why are we digging a hole for the second one? And in Congress, let me tell you, they are playing for the next time around because they want to keep their jobs. That's the name of the game. And how many House seats are up think about it. Next year is huge. 2010 is giant. So we're this idea of job creation, and there's this special forum that's happening in a couple of days. It's a day, frankly, it's a perfect day for them to do it, right before they release the jobless numbers on Thursday, because they're going to stress the deficit reduction and avoiding any more spending commitments and all that other sort of stuff. The bottom line is, what was the impact of the first $787 billion in February? The unemployment rate, 10.2% in October. And forget about the real number. It's so much higher in California, for example. And I think it's higher in almost every nook and cranny. Michigan, forget about it, off the charts. Nevada, off the charts. So, I mean, what are the jobs we're creating? The only jobs that were created were government jobs. So the idea that they're saving jobs, they're creating jobs with the stimulus, is completely a fantasy. You know, I went to Walt Disney World with my nephew, and there's a place called Fantasyland. It's Fantasyland. That's what's happening now in Washington, D.C., because I don't see where the jobs were created. I don't see where jobs were saved. And I absolutely don't see where anything's completely being stimulated. It's a waste of taxpayer dollars. And when there's all this discussion about extra taxes, or how do we pay for this, or how do we pay by, you know, how are we going to pay for the war? How are we going to pay for what's happening with our debt? What are we going to do? How are we going to pay for health care? I mean, how many more taxes, my goodness, can we bear before there is no middle class of any kind on the higher end or the lower end? It's going to be, you're either making tons of money or you're making nothing. So there is a case that is being built for this second stimulus. And they're not even using, see, this is what happens. A word gets a bad rap, just the word itself, and it's ditched. So they won't even call it a stimulus. That's when you start hearing other names. But the bottom line is, they want extensions in unemployment benefits, tax incentives, more construction spending, and all this other sort of measures they're going to stick in there. But so far, more than two-thirds of the first stimulus haven't been spent. So we've got, what, the fiscal year has hit $1.4 trillion, the deficit? Oh, I mean, you have to start to drill down on that. With unemployment where it is, you got to be kidding me. And the talk of the second stimulus is, I think, ridiculous. Why not, as somebody suggested over the weekend, I can't remember who it was, some senator I was watching on one of the Sunday shows, said, let's take leftover money from the Wall Street bailout fund and put it towards stimulus projects. I'd raise my hand for that one, absolutely. We bail out the idiots on Wall Street, and then they're paying out bonuses. Still, no matter what you say about the three dreaded lefts, I will not get on board with that. That's what happened. And now we're trying desperately to move forward. We're paddling. We're in a canoe, all of us. And picture this. And somehow the paddles are gone. So everybody's paddle has slipped away. Second stimulus, I vote no. And I'll tell you, I think a lot of even the most liberal Democrats are going to think twice about it because of the reaction to the first stimulus and the fact that it didn't do anything really to stimulate the economy. So I don't think you're going to ram that one past. And if it does get rammed past, just remember who your representatives are, because you have the power of the vote, my friends, and never think you don't have that. All right, these leaked emails and talking about Copenhagen, which, of course, is that international conference, and it's a who's who of, you know, world leaders that are going there. And there's lots of bickering back and forth, by the way, about climate change as to how to tackle it. And in the middle of that, these leaked emails in the run-up to the conference has certainly fueled the fires that I know warm my heart, the skeptics who say the cause is nonsense and it's just another way to make money. So the president announced last week that he would attend the United Nations meeting because he's going to, he says, try to help drive some kind of agreement to set new greenhouse gas emission targets through a legally, what he's calling a legally binding deal. It's very, very unlikely that that would happen. There may be discussion about it, which I think there would be, but I don't think you'll get anything that's legal in this one. So here's the thing. There has to be an investigation, and there was a call for an investigation, if you remember, about 2 weeks ago or so. These emails, some say the emails are just a way to undercut the entire Denmark conference, but I don't think so. I think it raises some scary questions about the science that the UN is using to form the basis of what they say is going to be discussed in Copenhagen. You have to be concerned. I don't think our president should agree to anything that happens until you figure out what the scientists were saying in what's now being called Climate Gate and find out just how much global warming there is to global warming science that we can still trust in. Because here's what happened. The university scientists say that the data from the 1980s was, first of all, was thrown out. They had a different kind of data that they were keeping that basically amounts to, trust me when I tell you this is what's happening, which is baloney, as many scientists could attest to. You have to have the facts to back it up. So even though we've had a decline in temperatures, the trend over the past 150 years is showing that temperatures are rising. The timing of the email is very supportive as to what many people have said on this show. So this puts a real dent, I think, in the Copenhagen deal. And here you have the president on his way to collect the Nobel Prize in Norway, and now he's dropping by Copenhagen, obviously, as part of that, toward the start of this whole two-week deal. And the timing is interesting because, I mean, is there scientific basis for global warming that can hold up, not a trust you kind of thing? I mean, do we need to worry about emitting carbon, and do we need to develop some greener technologies? Yeah, sure. Of course, that should have happened a while ago. Brazil is so far ahead on the curve of that one. But at the same time, now with what was disclosed in the emails, it's a dirty business. It's dirty pool. And they did. And the emails basically discuss not releasing the information because it wouldn't help the cause. I'm sort of summarizing here. It didn't say it in those exact words, but basically. And if there's evidence to refute global warming, that needs to be out there. Because you definitely can't go by gut feelings. What kind of scientist goes by gut feelings? Of course not. And so now it's floating around out there, and there's doubt being planted in the minds of many. And I'll be the first person to raise my hand on that one, let me tell you. All right, I said we were going to do birthdays and all that other sort of stuff, but I wanted to fill in a few of the little blanks. One of them is this one. Can you imagine losing your job? And I know that it's different when you talk about sports and how much money a program has and boosters and all that other sort of stuff. But walking away from a losing record and getting an $18 million buyout, boy, that is a sweet deal, right? Well, that's Charlie Weiss. Notre Dame has been plagued with problems for how long? So Notre Dame supposedly has fired, not supposedly, they have fired Charlie Weiss, because here we go, another poor season for the Fighting Irish. Now, I probably should have done this in sports, but it's the dollar amount that is crazy when you think of what kids are paying to go to schools. So you have this storied football program, and I guess in the past 3 years, they've been 16-21. Weiss himself, Charlie Weiss, ended up with a 35-27 record in five seasons. No worse than the guys in front of him, but he had a huge contract. He has 6 years left on a 10-year deal. $18 million. Ooh, if I went to Notre Dame, I'd have my feathers a little ruffled by that. Hang with us.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
I know that sounds all too well, the sound of a roller coaster, or I don't even know if you could call them a roller coaster anymore. I was lucky enough to go visit my family in Florida and spend some time with my nephew at Universal. How many of you have been to Universal or the Magic Kingdom? And I don't know if you're old school or new school. You know, the old roller coasters, the kind, the wooden kind even, that went up and down and then flew around. And it seemed like they took minutes. Well, now, a lot of the roller coasters is about the drop, certainly, and the being flipped around, but they're short. So you feel like you get thrashed for, you know, less than a minute, and then poof, the ride is done. And sometimes they shoot you forward. It's crazy. And Universal is about a lot of roller coasters. There's all the Rocket, the Hulk, the one that I was on, the Dueling Dragons, Dr. Doom. That basically is a thing that sucks you up in the air and then drops you out. How I got talked into this stuff, I have no clue. But I've decided I'm definitely a little bit more old school. I love the old rides. Like, Magic Kingdom still has Splash Mountain. and you're anticipating that drop, and the drop is nothing now compared to some of the newer rides, but there's still something about going down that old-fashioned, cheesy, lazy river kind of deal that takes at least a few minutes, and then you have the ultimate drop at the end of it. And then the one new school thing is a little bit new school that I like is Jurassic Park. They've got a ride called Jurassic Park, and the dinosaur, I don't want to spoil it for everybody, but basically you have it, the giant, I don't know what it is, Stegosaurus is right there, and it's literally in your face, and you go underneath it, poof, and then the water plops up, and it's kind of wild. And you do feel as though you're in the movie a little bit, at least the ones in Florida. But I'm saying on the air, I am old school. How many of you are old school? Send me an email on this, americatonight.net. Donovan, are you much of a roller coaster rider?
I haven't ridden a roller coaster in a couple of years, but I used to enjoy them quite thoroughly.
But don't you think the older ones, like I know they have older parks even in Minneapolis or even in Minnesota, I think the older ones, I like the way the cars were designed better than some of the new school ones because, I don't know, there's just some, they just seemed a little bit longer to me. And now it's like, it's all about smashing you out there as many G's as possible, and you almost lose your lunch.
It does seem to be more about speed than duration these days.
Yes. Yeah, and I wonder if that's just in general all the rides, but I definitely noticed it with the roller coasters. I mean, it was fun, but it was quick. So I guess the good news is, if you're scared to death and you get on one of them and you feel like you're losing it, the good thing is it'll be over before you know it, versus the old school rides where you were on a tad longer. But I have to say, if you do go to Universal, go to the Hulk ride. That's a good one. Do the Dueling Dragons. That's a good one. If you do these motion, it's just like that motion movement thing. I don't know what they call it, but you move, you're in a car, it simulates movement. That Simpsons ride probably was worse than all the roller coasters. I mean, it was exciting, but you felt like you really felt like you were dropping. And there were a couple of those. Naturally, he's a boy, he made me get on the Simpsons, he made me get on a thing called Jimmy Neutron. Well, I feel like I could be in the cartoon Jimmy Neutron after going through that ride. But it was fun, and the lines were short. People save all their pennies to take their kids there, and then talking to a bunch of parents in the line, I find out that they have come before, and they wait for 2 hours to get on a ride. That's another thing, Donovan. Have you waited in line anywhere, any time in your life, even as a little boy? Have you ever waited 2 hours to get on a ride?
Well, when I was, you know, a really little boy, it at least seemed like 2 hours at the time. But no, I don't think so. The amusement parks we've got around here don't get quite that busy.
Yeah, because I think what happens is people from the Midwest, from Minnesota and Ohio and all those places and the East, etc., they go to Florida. I mean, probably other people in the country do as well. Certainly, if you're in the South, like our friends in Kentucky and whatnot, it's not that bad to take a trip to Florida. But what's bad is the prices of the parks. And depending on how many children you have, I mean, it'll cost you an arm and a leg. You probably do have to save for a long time. Get that lemonade stand going now, Stu, because by the time she's 8 or 9, you want to take her there, who knows how much a ticket will cost. The average ticket for just one person is $85, $90 for a day. And then, of course, there's always the add-ons. Everybody's always trying to upsell you. But they have two parks, and then there's another park, and then there's three parks, and there's all these parks combined. And before you know it, I can't even imagine what people are dropping on the clubs. All right, I just thought it'd be fun to mention that. And if you're old school or new school, shoot me a line, americatonight.net. I grew up with the Six Flags. I don't know if this is called Six Flags, but it's in New Jersey. It's in northern New Jersey. That's the one that we went to. Great Adventure. And they had some new school rides, but they had some of the old-fashioned rides that I liked a little bit better. All right, time for news you can abuse. It has nothing to do with roller coasters. This is from Wisconsin. They have this neat thing that they do. It's called the World's Best Liar. The deadline to enter the 80th annual World Champion Liar Contest is December 15th in Burlington, Wisconsin. They put it on, the Liars Club does. They say they've received less than 50, so you can get yours in if you want. But anyway, they get about 300 liars a year for the contest, and they they say it's interesting what people will lie about and how persuasive people are in getting to the point in the contest where they can actually win it. In fact, one of the guys who runs the contest said that he had a grandson who was an incredible liar. Even when he was 2 years old, he could convince his mother that someone else dirtied his diaper and really make her believe that someone else had done it. Now, that's starting pretty young, I would say. But there's a difference, I think, between being a liar and being poker-faced and also just a little fib to protect someone's feelings. I'm not a good liar. I give those tell signs. You can always tell when someone's lying because of if they don't really look you in the eye is one way. So they'd have to really, I think they'd really, really, really have to have that so-called poker face to get away with anything. I'd be curious. We'll have to find out who the top liars are and get them on the show. Manhattan, Kansas. They say it's a good excuse to play video games for the sake of scientific research. Two Kansas State University psychology professors are studying how students play Rock Band. Clive Fugler and Patrick Knight are researching what's known as flow. That's when people get into what they're doing so they lose all sense of time. They monitor students as they play guitar in a rock band for an hour. Yeah, how do you do that? Where you just completely let go is really what it is more than flow. All right, this day in history, a couple of quick things. Movies debuting in 1995. White Man's Burden and Wild Bill. I don't even remember White Man's Burden. John Travolta was in it and Harry Belafonte. Wild Bill, I remember. Ellen Barkin was in it and, oh, who was it? Jeff Bridges was in it. I actually kind of liked, I kind of liked that movie. Also, in 1985, singer and actress Barbie Benton set a record. She appeared for the fourth time on the cover of Playboy magazine. I wonder who the all-time cover girl is for that mag. I don't know. 1973, the Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus won the Walt Disney World, speaking of it, Walt Disney World Open Golf Tournament and became the first golfer to win $2 million in career earnings. And that was back in 73. And now you look at Tiger Woods, who's having all these problems now, what he's earned in his career. It's off the charts. All right, quickly, we have some birthdays to end this thing for you. And some of the names you will recognize. How about Bette Midler? She's doing a big show in Las Vegas. Good for her at 64 years old. She's in good shape. Lee Trevino, speaking of golf, 70 years old. He was once struck by lightning, and he won a PGA championship when he was 44. Woody Allen, the famous director, turns 74. Annie Hall was one of his many, many movies. And he's also known for marrying Mia Farrow's daughter. Very odd story. Also celebrating a birthday, Julie Condra. She was from the Wonder Years, if you remember her. Madeline Adams on that teen drama. She's 39 years old. Brad Delson, he's the lead guitarist for the rock group Linkin Park. I like Linkin Park. 32 years old. John Densmore, drummer of the Doors, 65 years old. If you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at America Tonight.